Welcome to the Gamers Inn. Come on in, pull up a chair next to the fire. It looks like you've had a long journey. I'm your host, Jocelyn, and joining me, as always, is my co-host, Ryan. Hello, Ryan.
Hello. How's it going?
Not too bad. I switched away from OBS and back to XSplit, so this is a very, very smooth streaming process. Happy camper.
Good. That reminds me, I have to post the older episodes, so what are we missing? Like, just so the folks
like
know.
Like 10 episodes.
No, I mean, like, once all the magic happens, what are we missing?
I was going to talk about this at the end of the show, but we're actually missing episodes, I believe, 123 through 133 on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Episodes 132 and 133 are available on the AMove Twitch channel for a limited time, which we will get to later. We do not have a recording of 132 and 133 because OBS was not very helpful. And then 123 through 130, I believe, Ryan, you should have.
Yes, and we will pry episode 130, whatever the two that are missing because of OBS, out of Twitch's cold, dead hands.
Yes. So, we had some issues with OBS. We had some issues with, for whatever reason, the files that I was sent from Ryan with the copies of all those episodes that he recorded kept crashing all of my video programs, and YouTube didn't like them, so,
I'll try it.
We're working on it, guys. We're really, really working on it. I apologize, but I bought XSplit again, so we should not have any issues at all. I'm super stoked. Sorry we missed the show on Friday. Ryan was busy, and then so we decided we were going to record together, but do it on Sunday. And then we were like, oh, nothing happened this week. No big deal. We don't have to do anything. Oh, wait. For that one really big thing that happened, which is why we are now doing a special on a Tuesday, which is... I am not exhausted from Angry Chicken last night. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh my gosh, now I see what I did wrong. The notes. I was like sitting there at work kind of thinking like, it's kind of weird not recording a Gamers Inn, but like really nothing happened. Oh, how was Smite? Oh, you won a bunch while I was gone? That's great. And then I remembered, oh my god, Twitch exploded. And with Gamescom, it's not like we could talk Twitch and Gamescom this week. So.
Exactly. And when I was setting up the notes and the, you know, stream and everything else, I'm like typing everything in. I'm like, okay, Twitch/Gamescom news special. And I was like, nope, this is supposed to be a 20-minute show. There is no way we're going to cover all that we have to cover with Twitch and all that we have to cover with what happened today in Gamescom. Mm-hmm. But spoiler alert, some pretty freaking awesome stuff. So I am super stoked for Gamers in this Friday. I'm actually really, really excited for Friday because I'm also going to be guesting on Current Geek again, which is going to be happening right before Gamers in. So Current Geek is going to go live at, I believe, 7 Eastern, and then Gamers Inn is going to go live at 8:30 Eastern. So it's going to be a jam-packed Friday night, but I'm super excited because there is so much going on this week. It's been a really long time since we've actually had a lot of video game news. It's been quite a drought through the summer. So we're playing some new games. We are talking some news. Friday is going to be a really great show. So I think that just we're going to push straight into Twitch changes. Dude, what the hell are they doing?
There's a lot of theories out there, and we're not going to try and talk about them all, but a lot of them are varied in the sense that, like, Google's buying us. Quick, let's do a bunch of things that makes us look good. And to lawyers, it always looks good when you're banning people for using copyrighted material.
Yeah, so. And see, I don't subscribe to that theory. Basically, what they're doing is there's two major things that they're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
The first one is basically we don't have any more saving forever. You can only highlight videos, and even then, anything older than 60 days will be deleted. So, I mean, three changes because Justin TV, speaking of being deleted, totally gone, doesn't exist anymore. Holy crap balls. Like, what the hell? Mm-hmm. Literally, it was just a, if you went to Justin TV, there was just like this like white background with like, thanks for 7 years and everything is gone. Your videos are gone. There is no archive. There's no way to retrieve it. done, toast.
I don't even think they gave much of a heads up on that one either.
Yeah, no, they didn't whatsoever, because I have a Justin TV account. Joel also had a Justin TV account and used to do all of his streaming for his comic inking. He used to do all that through Justin TV, and everything's just gone. It's like poof.
Hmm.
And there was no email, there's no like anything. It was just, we no longer exist. Thanks for 7 years, guys. So, and the third change that we've seen is that now they're changing audio. Mm-hmm. Right now, it only affects archives, but they are trying to push forward actual live stream muting. And what they're doing is, if you have any sort of copyrighted material in your audio, so that includes any kind of radio, like, music or game music. Mm-hmm. So if a company like, oh, say Nintendo has copyrighted their music, then you can literally have your stream of a Nintendo game taken down because it has Nintendo's copyrighted music in it. And yeah. It's not actually removed because it's a video game streaming service. It's just muted. So there's no sound. It's not like it would be ridiculously hard to try to pull just the music out, obviously. So they just like blanket mute it. So there's no mm-hmm. game sounds, there's no music, and there's no commentary, which everyone knows is why we watch Twitch. Yeah. So, oh my God. Yeah. All of this happened, what was it, Thursday, Friday?
This kind of hit before the weekend and then sort of exploded over the next days after, as you know, their CEO did some Reddit AMAs and stuff, and they've sort of backpedaled a little bit, and there is a lot of like misinformation out there. Like you mentioned a couple, in the sense that like the live muting, that is not something that exists, and Twitch says will never exist. I mean, never say never, Twitch. I mean, to be honest, if you're being bought by Google, anything can happen, and that's not confirmed yet either. But
see, and this is the thing that I really don't think that Google mm-hmm. is buying them. I'm really getting the impression that they were expecting Google to buy them, but then all of a sudden the deal just fell through, and now they're like, well, crap, we can now not rely on the, what was the rumor? $1 billion. Yeah, dollars.
It was like a Dr. Evil number, pinkies exactly. and all. It was pretty bad.
So they can't rely on Google money, and mm-hmm. they can't rely, which I think is the bigger issue, on Google storage. Because yeah. I really think that if this was a Google acquisition thing, they would probably be using the same sort of software and technology that they use on YouTube. But yeah. they're not. They're using another third-party software to detect and mute the music in these VODs. So I really think that Google has just backed away from the whole Twitch idea. They're probably yeah. just going to reinvest some money in trying to not necessarily rebrand YouTube, but maybe kind of do like a Twitch clone within YouTube. And so now Twitch is like, well, crap. We totally went all in with this next-gen streaming service on Xbox One and on PlayStation 4, which means we have so many people now mm-hmm. who, you know, wouldn't pay for XSplit, don't play PC games, that just sit on their couch, and now they can stream. So yeah. you've got that influx of content that's being created. And I really think that they weren't ready from just a storage perspective and a bandwidth perspective. Yeah. So without the backing of Google, I think that they had to do something, and something very, very, very quick, in order to kind of compensate for the fact that they've got all of this content coming at them. So I think they're moving from a content storage and streaming to just content streaming. Like, they don't want to archive anything anymore.
Yeah. I mean, do you blame them? Like, really, when you look at the, like you mentioned Nintendo specifically, they've come up in the news before of going after streamers and YouTubers. Like, do you really blame Twitch for, you know, putting in these sort of protections? Because if they are on their own, there's one thing a lot of people, like, that you mentioned the number, but you also didn't mention, like, the Google lawyers that they would have on their side. Like, now they're not going to have this army of suits at their disposal to go after these companies that are suing them for, I don't know, playing the Mario music while your views go up on Twitch, and possibly someone thinks about buying a Twitter notification or something. You know, mm-hmm. like, it's really weird. It's not really weird to see a company do this. It's actually, it makes a lot of sense, because they look at what these companies are doing, going after specific players, and thinking, well, we need to protect ourselves, especially if we have to be self-sufficient, and cutting off the third leg that is Justin.tv makes perfect sense. And mm-hmm. with the consoles, you've got so much content rolling in, and by forcing no automatic archives and only highlights, which they made amends to by saying the highlights can be an infinite length because of speed runs and stuff.
Oh, did they change that?
Yeah, they okay. maybe not infinite. I mean, that's pretty ridiculous.
Because,
but
the last thing that I heard was that you could save up to 2 hours in a highlight.
That was the original change, yeah.
Yeah, and then even the highlights would be deleted after 60 days.
Oh, no, highlights will stay forever. Highlights, I believe, are a forever thing.
Sure.
Well, I'm pretty sure. We should look that up, though, because that'd be huge if they were deleting highlights. Now, that being said, if they were deleting...
I'm going to look it up right now.
Because, look it up. That's a big one, because if they are deleting them, then that would go into my next point in the sense that they don't need Google to buy them to have that export to YouTube button. So maybe they're relying more on people exporting to YouTube in order to free up space. And I think by forcing people to create highlights and export to YouTube and saving up that space, it improves the performance of Twitch, and also it curates the videos that are out there. So when you go to Twitch, like say a week ago before these changes, you could see, you know, Fred Durst playing Call of Duty from 3 weeks ago, which actually did happen. No matter what, it was saved automatically for all the internet to see. But now with these changes, because Fred Durst is busy making that next Limp Bizkit album, he's too busy to go back and save that awful, awful Twitch stream. And we never have to experience it again. I, for one, call that a win.
That is true. It's kind of, it is built-in curation for, exactly. You know, just the crazy number of videos. Sorry, I'm just...
Still looking at it. Yeah, see, this is the other problem, is that the information is so widespread that because things have changed so quickly, it's really hard to figure out what is happening. Like, what is the current information? Mm-hmm. Highlights is definitely one thing. Like the original blog post, I think 60 days rings a bell. But I think that was only on broadcasts.
Okay, so going forward, we're increasing default rolling storage for past broadcasts from 3 days to a maximum of 14 days for mm-hmm. everyone who has opted in, so enabled archive broadcasts. So your videos will still be there for up to 2 weeks, but then gone. For Turbo subscribers and members of the Twitch Partner Program, that storage is increased to a maximum of 60 days. Unfortunately, increasing the amount of storage this way comes at a considerable cost. In order to do this, we have to remove the Save Forever option entirely for past broadcasts. Highlights will be saved indefinitely. However, they will be now limited to 2 hours in length. All highlights you've made up till now will be saved regardless of length. So it looks like, highlights you can save indefinitely, but they do have a limit on length. And broadcasts, if you don't pay for Twitch, which I definitely don't pay for Twitch, you get 14 days. That's it.
Okay.
I mean, if you think about it, personally, when I stream to Twitch, I save a local copy. It runs all at the same time. It's automatic. There is nothing. I don't have to upload or download anything to or from Twitch. It's all straight. Just when I stream, it streams, and then Twitch saves it for however long it saves it. But then I have my local copy, and that's what gets uploaded to YouTube, because then you don't have any issues with quality. You don't have any issues with, you know, like potentially dropping frames or anything else, because it's local to local. So it's always better quality that way.
Yeah.
But yes, everyone, go and start highlighting your past broadcasts, because those will be saved forever. And I believe as long as you do it before, they're doing this big change 3 weeks from... 3 weeks from whenever the announcement was. So probably if you do it in the next 2 weeks, you'll be safe.
Yeah. I mean, that's the largest issue right there with all of this. These changes aren't that crazy given, you know, advance notice and sort of like a, how do you think about these changes? Like, look at what Blizzard does with their games that are currently in alpha, like Heroes. They did that huge artifacts thing. People hated it, and they kind of rolled back a bit based on user feedback. or what I gathered from the sidelines, because I'm currently not in the alpha. just a little bit of a dig there.
I have not played the alpha in quite a long time, I'm sorry to say.
It's fine. No, you know what? I am that kind of beta alpha player who gets in, gets a taste, and be like, great, ready for when it is done. I will wait over here.
But yeah, sorry. we're not doing what we're playing today.
No. Well, we haven't been playing Heroes, so we're going to be doing what we haven't been playing. But no, so what they should have done is they should have said, hey, guys, pull up a chair, sit next to the fire. We're going to talk to you guys about things we're thinking of doing with Twitch because we need to future-proof this bad boy. And that's all they needed to do. The problem, what they did is they announced it, they implemented it, and then they did a Reddit AMA thinking everyone was going to be happy.
Yeah.
Nobody's happy on Reddit.
No.
Okay?
Nobody's happy in general.
Especially on the internet.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so, I mean, it does seem like they've loosened up a little bit since they did their original post. Mm-hmm. They have added the appeal button, which is kind of interesting. But having gone through a case on YouTube with the whole appeals process, and again, they're not using the same, again, this is, you know, completely separate from Google. Twitch is not using the same software or appeals process or lawyers or anything else. It's all on their end. Appeals are a pain in the ass. They are just, claims in general are, at least what I've experienced, completely unfair.
Mm-hmm.
We went completely out of our way to get permission from an artist to use his music in our Christmas episode. We got written permission from him. He was totally stoked. And then we got takedown notices from YouTube, from this like random company that, like, it was something like his agent was like contracted to this like other company. And there was this whole big like chain of legal stuff. And basically they just put blanket takedown orders across YouTube for some of their content, regardless of what was going on. So I actually had to go through three different stages. Like, we were just to the point of, like, we're going to take you to court now. And I was like, go ahead, because I have written permission from the artist. Like, you're not going to win.
Yeah.
But it's just like, you know, it's totally geared towards, as it probably should be, but it's definitely falls on the side of the artist. Like, you do, as a content creator, have to prove that you have permission. But what's really frustrating is because so much of the process is automated, it's just there's no one to talk to make your case. It's all written down. I don't even think that anybody is looking at anything, because basically I provided my proof. Then it's probably a bot on their end that's just like, oh, she says she has proof, but we're just going to escalate this to the next level anyway because she still used our content. And, you know, like, it was just like, escalate. And I was like, just read the freaking email. I'm like, this isn't rocket science. And it was like a 2.5 month process to get the whole thing sorted out. So an appeals button, like, is just,
it's
not as helpful as you may think.
No, but I mean, it's better than not having anything. And they mentioned in the post that this is a first step of many. It's not perfect situation here. It's just a way to kind of jump step the support at twitch.tv emails they've been getting.
Yeah. And so do you actually know, have there been a lot of people who have been sued over content that they've put on Twitch? Because, I mean, in terms of my experience with any time I'm watching a stream, and then again, the people that I watch tend to be more on the pro side of things, whether they're pro gamers or pro streamers or whatever. But I always see like a ticker or something going by, or something in like next to the guy's cam or girl's cam or whatever.
Sure.
But there is always something that changes with every song that says, I am currently listening to, and gives you like the artist and the album and the song title. And it's just like, they're giving all the information. They're not claiming it for their own.
Mm-hmm.
You've probably got tons of people that are watching the stream going, oh man, this song is awesome. Like 99 cents on iTunes. Like, everything is just so easy to purchase now online on the fly that it seems to me like any record company that was suing anyone over something like this is just not doing themselves a favor at all. Mm-hmm. Totally backwards thinking, you know, like way back in the Napster days, like, just no, shut it all down. So like, have you heard of a lot of people like streamers or Twitch directly that have actually been sued over music content in Twitch VODs?
Well, you know, there might be some sort of case out there, but I have not heard. I mean, I'm sure if there was something, it would have blown up by now. Like, man, sued for using 9-inch nails and whatnot. I don't think it's happened yet, but it's sort of like a preemptive, oh my God, they're suing.
Such a huge, huge thing to go and just like smack everybody across the face of, just in case.
Yeah.
Someone says something down the road and someone gets sued. You know what I mean? Like, it just seems so all-encompassing. Like, I mean, I would rather see them, and again, they're probably so big now that it's too hard for them to control without these big kind of bold strokes against music. But, you know, I'd rather see them, like, go and actually take a look and be like, oh, okay, like, this dude is streaming and not giving credit to the artist. So...
Well, what should happen is similar to what YouTube does in the sense that it recognizes the song you're using and will attach ads to it specifically. And this might not be the case, but I know that it does. What should happen really is they put all this time and effort to muting your video. What they really should do is they should have a deal with all the record companies that say, okay, someone used your song. We're paying you a license for them, for our users to be able to stream that music. But... we're also going to have a little ad that pops up and says, hey, this is this song. Do you want to buy it? And then when someone buys it through our service, we split the revenue. Deal, handshakes, lawyer high five, you're done. I think that's how it needs to be done. I mean, it's not intrusive. It gives people the ability to click one click buy, and it keeps with all of the revenue that has to be paid. Like, radio stations pay this money. I mean, look at Ibit on Coverville. He pays money to play that music.
It gives Twitch a nice little bump in revenue as well, because I mean, like, neither one of us, like, we both use Twitch, neither one of us actually subscribes there. I find a lot of the things that I would want out of Twitch are too expensive on a monthly basis for the size of not only Gamers Inn but just Amove TV in general. Anything that we've ever looked into is just like, holy crap, like, where are we going to find that money? It's like hundreds if not thousands of dollars to take some of the ads out monthly, not like, you know, one-time fee, like monthly. It's insane. So it's one of those things where it's like, it could be a win-win for both sides, but instead they're just like, nah, mute it. Just get rid of it. Just mute. No. I'm like, oh man, you, there's so much opportunity here. And I feel like instead of looking forward to how they could grow, they're just going, oh my God, we're growing too fast. We have to stop. We have to, you know, scale back. And, you know, and again, that scaling back is why I really strongly feel like this Google deal fell through.
Yeah, it's kind of like Twitch is walking in this, you know, beautiful trail, and then all of a sudden they see a bee, and rather than sitting there to try and understand the bee, and understand that really the bee is not trying to hurt them, they just run away. You know, like, just get away from that bee. Don't let it attack me. And I think that's what they're doing with these lawyers and, you know, having Google. We've heard about that deal for months. And if it hasn't come through, you're right. I think it's probably dead. I don't know. Maybe they're grooming themselves to be able to be purchased at some point. I mean, do they really need to be purchased? I think if they were purchased by Google, YouTube is just going to eat them up. And I don't know if I want that.
I think that in general, if you're trying to make yourself more attractive to potential investors or buyers or whatever, then the last thing you do is start cutting services and pissing off your clients. What you want is you want your clients to be singing your praises for them trying to get more people on Twitch. It's all free advertising. You want them to be saying, oh my God, Twitch is the best thing ever. Like, and not only do I stream, but I watch and I, you know, like, I create and all this kind of stuff. And instead, everyone is like, this is the worst service ever. People have been saying that for a very long time, but the problem is it's the only one. So you're the only one, Twitch. You have a real opportunity here. So instead of ticking off your fan base, make them happy, give them features, you know, like, hire more people, streamline what you're doing. I don't know, but whatever you're doing right now, whoever's making the decisions, you're doing it wrong.
it sort of feels, and the other thing too with the Justin.tv thing, like, if you want to do your customers a service, like, offer them a place on par with Twitch's capabilities to stream non-video game content. Like, to stream, I don't know, shows that are non-video game related. Podcasting is huge, and not all podcasts are about video games. That may come as a shock to most people, but, you know.
I almost feel like, though, like, they don't want to blur the lines too much, because that's kind of what the issue was between Justin TV and Twitch. Is that Twitch was for gaming. Game streaming took off. Justin TV was for anything and everything, and it took off at first and then just kind of waned, because really what people are spending their time watching now is Netflix and Twitch, video game streams. Like, there's not a whole lot of video podcasting that's being done that's actually a big, huge draw. Podcasting is still really in an audio format, you know? Like, a lot of people consume things through still their iPods, iPads, iPhones, whatever the case may be. They're not watching a podcast on Twitch. Because, you know, like, I mean, I like to think we're entertaining, but really and truly, we're just two talking heads. So we provide the video content because it's really nice to be able to have video, have a chat room, have people know what we look like, be able to wave and say hi, all that kind of stuff. But really, the core content of what we're producing is not video. What we're producing is audio. So I think if they were to try to create even like a sister site that was like Twitch for podcasts, then, you know, I don't think it would be nearly as successful. Like, Twitch has been successful because you get the faces in the cameras of people who are streaming the games. You get to see the game content. You get to decide before you buy. And you actually get people's thoughts and commentary, which is a lot of what you get from a podcast, but with the visual of the game going on in the background sort of thing. So I think there's a lot of value to a game stream, and I think that's why Twitch has blown up. And I don't know if it's there with podcasts.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how this all shakes out. But it at least looks like Twitch is listening, and they've realized the mistake. They've even admitted their mistake that, yeah, we kind of went forward with this stuff without actually talking to you people, you know, our customers. I'm like, well, no shit. How many examples are there out there of, you know, companies doing what you did and failing, and doing what other a lot of smart companies do, in the sense of saying, hey guys, here's a piece of paper, this is what we're thinking of doing, let us know what you think, tell us what you think. And
there's even free surveys.
Yeah, you can make your Survey own. Monkey, like, I don't care.
I was gonna say Survey Monkey. It's not even hard. Chat room is saying Microsoft over Google.
Oh no,
Microsoft
don't do that.
Has no competing video service. I don't want Microsoft anywhere near. Oh my god,
remember
no.
Skype? Oh, Skype. Yeah. Microsoft over Google on that one? Mm-mm-mm.
I don't want to see Twitch get bought by any larger service.
They don't need to be purchased. They're fine on their own.
Yeah, I want Twitch to flourish on its own. I want them to make some super cool, like you suggested, ad-type audio deal with all the record companies and get the revenues from the music. I have no problem with that. And then make themselves a better service. I think that would be a much, much better way to go. I don't want any big company. I mean, I don't just want to harp on Microsoft or harp on Google. I think that even Google might be spreading themselves too thin. I don't know. Some of the things that they've done lately, Google Plus and Google Hangouts specifically, just don't live up to what I would like to see from Google. So, I mean, maybe they're trying to do too many things and put their hands in too many pots, and maybe they're realizing that. Maybe they're like, you know what? Hangouts and YouTube, it works all right. We should really worry about fixing that before acquiring something else and putting it in. I am worried that if Twitch gets bought by a bigger company, that they'll just get absorbed into something, and I don't want that to happen, you know? Yeah. So we'll see what happens. I hope that Twitch can figure things out, but we'll have to see. Mm-hmm. At least they seem to be listening. So I think that'll pretty much do it for our super short Twitch special. Ryan, do you have anything else to say before we wrap up the show?
No, Twitch. Although we should say that.
No, Twitch.
No, I was like, yeah, Twitch. No, great. Twitch is great, whatever. But Friday, we teased some news. Gamescom obviously happening. I think EA is having their conference later tonight at like 1 a.m. Stay tuned for that. Yeah. No. But we both been playing Road Not Taken. We're going to talk about that on Friday. Little bit of a tease. If you have it, if you have PS4, go pick it up. Free on PS Plus for this month.
Yeah, grab it. Not going to get into any spoilers, but make sure you grab it while it's free. Because, I mean, come on, free indie game. Go for it.
Looks great.
So it's also available on Steam. I got it for $11.99 because it was a launch special, but I believe it might be $14.99. So even then, go grab it. So yeah, if you what?
Chatroom says it is 1 a.m. It's like, well, where where are you? It's not 1 a.m. yet here.
So yeah, on Friday, as I mentioned off the top of the show, I'm going to be doing Current Geek with Scott Johnson and Tom Merritt and the wonderful, who we've mentioned tonight already, Brian Ibbett or Coverville.
Nice.
So I'm super stoked. It's going to be really, really fun. That's on Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern. That'll be streamed live. And then we've got Gamers In right after that. That's at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And yeah, I'm super, super looking forward to it. We won't miss it this week, I promise, guys. If you'd like to visit us on the web, you can do so at gamersinpodcast.com. You can also find us on Amove TV, along with other fabulous podcasts, including Into the Nexus, Campaign Roundtable, Biggest Fan, The Angry Chicken, and Amove Radio. You can follow us on Twitter. You can find me, Jocelyn, at GIS Gamer. Ryan is at R. Murphy. And don't forget to follow the show at The Gamers Inn. The video versions of most of our episodes can be found on our YouTube channel, which is youtube.com/JocelynMoffett. You can also find the show on Facebook and Google+. If you'd like to email the show and let us know what you think about what Twitch is doing right now, you can do so at info@gamersinpodcast.com. So before we go, I just want to give a quick shout out and thank you to Greg Moffitt for creating our music. You can find him on Twitter at SoundsInfluence. We would also like to thank Jill Duggan, who does all of our graphic work. You can find him and everything he does at jillduggan.com. So thanks for staying at the Gamers Inn, and remember, tune in on Friday.
Yay.
Bye, everybody.
Is it Friday?
Almost.
Oh,